Chapter 4. Zheng He's Navigator's Calculation of Latitude and Longitude. There are no signposts in the open ocean. The only way a navigator can determine his position is by using the stars, planets, sun, and moon. As a first step, a navigator must have a system of providing markers across the oceans. This system of markers, adopted by all seafaring civilizations for millennia, is latitude and longitude. It involves drawing imaginary horizontal and vertical lines over the globe. Horizontal lines are called latitude lines, and the vertical are longitude lines. Latitude lines are parallel with the equator. Each longitude line passes through both the north and south poles. So a navigator's precise position can be fixed on the globe using a common system. In order to have produced an accurate map of the world by 1418, the Chinese fleets must have had such a system to determine their positions at sea. Without an accurate system, captains could not have known the true locations of newly discovered lands, and any map derived from their disparate calculations would have been an incoherent mess. Unlike the Europeans, who followed Babylonian astronomers with 360 degrees of longitude, the Chinese employed 365 and a quarter degrees. The Chinese used latitude degrees below Polaris, at 90 degrees elevation. The Europeans used latitude above the equator, Polaris 0 degrees elevation. The results are the same for both systems. After establishing a common system for the Earth, the Chinese next had to establish a common map of the heavens. Each navigator would have had to use the same name for the same star, as well as the same star map from which longitude would have been determined. How the Chinese fixed the stars' positions in the sky. In the 13th century, the astronomer Guo Shujing fixed the positions of key stars relative to Polaris, the pole star. Polaris appears on an extension of the Earth's axis, billions of miles away above the North Pole. Because of the Earth's rotation, the heavens appear to rotate around Polaris. The farther north one goes, the more of the heavens one can see. In 1964, I was navigator of HMS Narwhal.